Revelatory encounter number two. Have your journal ready to write down everything you see and hear so you will remember and be a good steward. Quiet yourself before the Lord. Let go of every other thought until you're left only with the thought and picture of the Lord. If you're having a hard time focusing because of all the different thoughts in your mind, I want you to picture a door in your mind. Let's call the door placeholder. Open the door and round up all of your thoughts and put them in that room and shut the door tight. Now it's just you and Jesus, Holy Spirit, and Father God. Lord, please silence every other voice but yours. I give you complete control to tell me what you want to tell me, show me what you want to show me, and take me where you want to take me. Ask the Holy Spirit these questions. And if you've never heard the Lord speak to you, it will often sound like your own voice in your head, only much truer and wiser. Holy Spirit, show me what I'm tethered to on this planet. What temporary things have I bonded to that are holding me back or taking your place and is keeping you at arm's length? Close your eyes to drown out distractions and allow Him to show you. After He flashes a picture or a word in your mind, write it down. It could be multiple things. Prayer to partner with. Lord, I repent, or I turn away from, tying myself to those things on this temporary planet. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. I give you back control of every piece of my life, so I have nothing holding me back from touching you, hearing you, and making you number one in all areas. Lord, would you help me untie myself from these things on the earth that I made more important than you? Allow the Lord to show you a picture of how he is untethering you from these things. Write down what you see him do. Prayer to partner with. I am bound to you only, Holy Spirit. Would you come and fill those places that are freed up and empty now? Allow the Holy Spirit to come inside and fill those places that are empty and scarred. Write down your experience. what to expect afterwards. You should expect to feel a freedom and a joy come on you and stress lift from you. There should be a lightness in your step. You are no longer bound by the things from Stuff Mart stuff. You are bound by God and His burden is light. Once we are freed from something or have an encounter with the Lord, we must always walk out what just happened. That means we don't slip back into old habits and end up putting ourselves in chains all over again. So from this encounter on, always walk forward and check in with the Holy Spirit to see if you're walking in the same direction as Him. If you are not, ask Him to help you adjust your steps, your time, and decisions.